Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 10th. The grains closed mixed with July corn about 0.25, 7.73¼. July wheat down 0.5, 10.70¾. And July beans down 23.5 cents at 17.45½. New crop corn closed up 3¾ cents at 7.20½. New crop beans were down 14 cents. 15.68¼. Well, the trade kind of ignored the hot and dry weather forecasts out here. I don't know if they were influenced by the Dow Jones. It's currently down 690 points. It's been down 850 at one point. The dollar is very strong, up at 94 ticks, over 104 now, so just less than a penny away from contract highs. So I think that put a little bit of pressure. The reports themselves, I thought, was friendly for the beans. I'm kind of surprised that we closed the beans down 23.5 cents here. The carryout was lowered 30 million bushels for old crop down to a pretty tight 205, and the new crop carryout was lowered 30 million bushels from last month down to 280, again, pretty tight. The corn carryout was raised 45 million for old crop, raised 40 million for new crop. New crop wheat was raised 8 million. Old crop was left unchanged. I think probably part of the problem with the corn is new crop world production, or world carryout rather, in the corn was raised from 305.1 million metric tons to 310.5. That's an increase of 5.4 million metric tons, though the corn closed higher here. So it's a little bit of a surprise that corn would close higher with that, and the beans close lower with their numbers. Hardwood wheat was down, production was down 8 million, but overall we were up 8 million in total wheat. That put a little bit of pressure on Chicago wheat, added a little bit of strength to Kansas City out here. They left production and yield unchanged for corn and beans. They raised the Brazilian soybean crop 1 million metric tons. They raised the Argentinian bean crop 1.4 million metric tons. They left corn unchanged in Argentina, and they left corn unchanged in Brazil. So overall, a little bit surprising reaction. Again, you know, with the inflation rate running at 8.6%, I mean, something has to give out here. We can't pay these kind of prices for gasoline and food. I mean, I think there's a disaster coming if things don't change. I mean, you look at the Dow Jones here, I think it's certainly an indication that we've got problems out here. So if you've got problems, you know, is the world going to be able to afford to feed itself? You know, therein lies the question. Certainly in a worldwide recession, food demand will be down. People will not eat out. They'll eat home. They'll try to grow some vegetables. They'll do other things to try to manage it, particularly with crude oil and gasoline prices as high as they are. So a little bit of a surprise here today. You know, I think still on Sunday night, really, if we come in with the forecast hot and dry, you know, we should be higher. I think part of the problem today was it looks like later in the day, they put in just a touch cooler temps out there than they had. But if we're looking at, you know, 95 to 100 degrees in the Midwest in 2 weeks and no rain, I can't imagine that the corn and beans wouldn't be higher on Sunday night into Monday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.